The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday morning to you. We turned the recorder on there. Yep. Crazy it is. Getting off to an interesting start. Anyway, good morning. Once again, it is Friday. Some of you call it Feel Good Friday. You can call it whatever you want. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. You know, I'm surprised with all of the commentary from the workforce out there. Very interesting. A lot of people. You remember that app Grindr that gay people use to hook up? Well, their employees were told by email, you had to come back to work. You couldn't work remotely anymore. And so what happened was all of the, it was what, 46% of them quit. Or was that 64%? I can't keep track. Yeah, American business is just going, you know, all right. But our Power Mall is, you know, we have all sorts of stuff going on there. On sale this week, my books are 20% off. I just decided to be nice because there's people out there that are potentially facing foreclosure or they've got some weird documents in their land records that they need to address. So that's one of the reasons why I said, you know what, I'm going to do something nice for folks over the Labor Day and let's drop the price 20%. We have 10% off of North American Urban Spice products, and I've ordered a pound pump bottle supply of the Toprison, or Toprison. Everybody got a different way to say it. This is a pump bottle, natural odorless pain relief cream. The original formula contains 11 natural biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea. Now, anybody that's used arnica gel, you know how good that stuff is, but you got to put it on. You just can't sit there and look at the pump bottle when you get it. Say, oh, gee, what a pretty bottle. No, you got to actually use it. So I ordered some of that. I'm going to try it out. Grown by Nature products are all offered in multiple bottle sizes, but you have to select the appropriate bottle size when you're adding the product to your cart if you're shopping online. Now, if you are shopping by phone at 877-817-9829 when the Power Mall opens in the next hour, they will ask you how big a bottle you want, because if you go in there and you don't pick that bottle size when you're ordering the Grown by Nature products, it's going to show one big goose egg and you're not going to get anything. They're going to cancel the order because you didn't pick it. So I'm just a little reminder out there. If you are listening to the show on 631-359-8232, that is our phone number we own and control. You are on the right phone number. Any other phone number? You might get charged, so we want to make sure you understand that that is the official phone number you should be calling. Of course, we appreciate the donations that you've been sending in, either by snail mail at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or calling Jay at the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 when she's open, or going to thepowerhour.com and clicking the Support Us tab. Shout-outs this week to Sharon Smith, Rodney Walls, Kevin Mills, Marjorie Bourne, Judith Woodruff, Stuart Wilcox, Charlie Campanella, and Edit Cox. Thank you so much for your financial support for the Power Hour. We have a partners tab you can go on when you go to thepowerhour.com. And if you buy through any one of our partners out there, please take 5 minutes to call or email or let us know. We have a free newsletter at the Power Mall and thepowerhour.com. You can click on the tab if you go there and get free product announcements, news updates, all the good stuff. We spend a lot of time in the morning and all during the day following the show. sifting through news to see what news is helpful, what news is fluff. A lot of the stuff, entertainment news, they call it news, whatever. Something happens in Hollywood and we're all supposed to care, like Andy Looney says. I don't think so. You know, so there you have it. Rick Satellite USA, by the way, has a satellite, which I just got. It is a Galaxy 19 Ku band free-to-air satellite system. And once you buy it for $269, including shipping, there is no purchase ever after. Once you get that thing pointed to the south, you don't have to pay another dime for any subscriptions anywhere. You can watch a whole host of TV and radio channels on Galaxy 19. And, of course, we provide you with all that information, set up and help. You know, Rick Kaler will even help you set up your system and talk you through it. You can call him in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri at 816-228-1801. And guess what we're going to do? We are going to have Rick on the show very soon. He's going to give away a dish system. Ah, really? Yep. That $269 system, he's going to give it to someone. Just ship it to you free. Because we had one donated. So you got to love that. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or support at thepowerhour.com. Now, why are we giving you that information? Well, that's where you send your letter to tell us why you deserve to get that dish. Doesn't have to be a book. Could be just, you know, four sentences, whatever. Tell us why you think you deserve it, and Rick will review every single thing, include your name, address, and phone number. If you don't, you're automatically disqualified. We need to call you and talk to you to find out whether you can use the system, because some people live in the woods and they have no access to the south. You can't point the satellite. You see, that's how it works. Got to point the dish. And if you're all blocked and they don't get a line of sight, well, can't get the channels. And you don't have to connect it to your internet, so the government doesn't know what you're watching or listening to. Isn't that a good thing? RickSatelliteUSA.com is a website if you need information about that. Joining us in the next hour, hopefully, an associate professor of biology at Simpson University, Brian S. Hooker, Ph.D., P.E. He has a new book out called Vax Unvax, Let the Science Speak. And, of course, he was the co-author, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Del Bigtree also were co-authors of that book. It's available on Amazon, which means probably I get to ask Dr. Hooker. It's a bioweapon, isn't it? I get to ask him that question. 7 minutes after the hour, we move on to our top five news stories. We've had Peter Navarro on the show before. He is a former Trump advisor. He's an economic advisor. Well, he was convicted by a jury on two counts of criminal contempt of Congress yesterday. Washington, D.C., you're never going to get a fair trial there. They determined, this jury there in D.C., determined Navarro willfully failed to comply with the House J6 committee subpoena when he refused to testify and produce documents. Well, you know what the J6 committee was. Can you blame him? The Senate has voted down a measure to rein in NATO war-making authority. Thank you, Senator Rand Paul, for that. He's the one who introduced the measure as NATO membership for Ukraine was being discussed. The final vote on that, by the way, was 83-16. This was an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would have clarified that Article 5 of the NATO treaty does not obviate the need for Congress to declare war. Right? That's what the Senate rejected, was that amendment. Article 5, by the way, for those of you who don't know, holds that an attack on any NATO member has to be treated as an attack on the whole alliance as part of the collective defense commitment. See, so what everybody wants to do in NATO is start World War III, because Russia's already said NATO joins Ukraine, it's over. So you go figure. Why all this is going down? Why do they want to destroy the world with nuclear war? Well, because all the elitists out there who are going to be hiding in their bunkers when it all goes down think that we only need to have a billion people in the world. We don't need 7 billion, which we're approaching. I think that all the shots and jabs that have been out there have kind of slowed things down a bit. But, you know, do they care? Money talks and you know what walks, right? A federal judge in the Western District of Texas, leave it to them. Leave it to Beaver. Hey, it's Friday. We can feel good here. But the state of Texas, Governor Abbott, yeah, he's been ordered to remove the floating border barrier. Say that a couple of times. Better have enough coffee before you do that. Floating border barrier. Say it real fast. It'll give you something to do to get your chops going this morning. Governor Greg Abbott has appealed the ruling. And of course, who do they get to do this? U.S. District Court Judge David Ezra. Where's that name come from? From the District of Hawaii. Yeah, David Ezra was a judge over there. Now he's here. He's a libtard. He's got an agenda. And he's ordered the state to remove the sections of the floating border buoys from the Rio Grande, placed there in July near Eagle Pass, to stop migrants from coming across the border. And you better take it down by September 15th. Or else what, Judge? I got a real problem with this. I got a real problem with a lot. You know what? Even the people in New York have a problem with this. I mean, the mayor of New York is calling this the biggest disaster in U.S. history. He said they're going to ruin his city. Yeah, Eric Adams finally woke up. He's realizing that New York City can't take it anymore. Well, guess what? The hits just keep on coming. Yeah, they're going to keep sending busload after busload after busload, Mayor Adams, until they show up at your house and start doing the T-Berry shuffle on your front lawn. Wow. The legal experts are all weighing in on the big mess the Georgia Trump election case has created and what to expect and how this is all going to shake out, because Fannie Willis wants to try everybody all together so she can parade them all in court, have them all sitting there and go, all these people in front of the jury, and get them all to do the off with his head. The jury said this villains must be tried. Yep. Well, they're going to have a real problem. We got a story out here because several of the defendants have been filing notices of removal to federal court, demanding different varying trial dates, severing their cases from each other. And that's what Paul Kaminar, counsel for the National Legal and Policy Center, calls a big mess. You knew why she did this. I mean, Jim Jordan knows why she did this. And so Jim Jordan is demanding that Fannie Willis turn over all her documents involving the case against former President Trump and his 18 co-defendants, who are going on trial in October. That's her proposed trial date. But of course, the judge says he's skeptical and called the schedule a bit unrealistic, that we could handle all 19 in 40 something days, according to Judge McAfee. I think it's funny. Scott McAfee is actually tuned in to what's going on. Fannie Willis is tuned out. And so now she's accusing Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, of obstructing prosecution because he's demanding she send over all the evidence before the trial starts so they can determine whether or not she used federal funds to prosecute these 19 defendants. That's what they want to find out. Did you use federal money? See, here's the thing. Trump's already said that if I'm elected president, I'm cutting off federal funding to Atlanta because of Fannie Willis, and I want everybody to know that. This is political tit for tat, folks. I love it. So now we got Fannie Willis yelling at Jim Jordan for obstructing prosecution because he wants all the evidence so they could determine whether or not. And she's over there going, well, all these people that we have to prosecute because all these local crimes and we don't have federal money to do it. And all these people are going to be hurt because she's made it all political. And Jordan has made it political by going, honey, we know you set up a website wanting donations for your upcoming campaign before the indictments and everything came out. We know you did it. Now we want to know why. Now we want to know what evidence you got. And so the political snowball continues to roll downhill. In world news, at 14 minutes after the hour, My commentary was they really want World War III. The French minister says the EU can undermine Putin by cleaning up the process for countries to join NATO. You see, this is what they want. They are saying that Putin is deliberately trying to weaken the European Union. Well, not really. I think this is another political tit for tat. You know, we're trying to keep everything status quo, but doesn't look like it's going to end up like that. Because the closer that the European Union and NATO and everybody else, I mean, don't think there isn't some sort of gobbledygook conversation going on between all the parties to try to figure out how to deal with Vladimir Putin. And Vladimir Putin is like pointing a finger at NATO having Ukraine joining and going, Kiev, believe it or not, Pentagon has announced another military aid package for Ukraine. But wait, you want to trade for what's behind door number three? Yeah, Kiev's going to get HIMARS missiles, electronic warfare equipment, and mine-clearing hardware, according to D.C. I like that. It says, Washington says, in the headline. Really, I didn't know Washington could talk. You see, this is the garbage that, you know, we have to sift through. When they go, the White House says, really? I didn't know White Houses could talk. This is the gobbledygook garbage you have to deal with every time you open up the newspaper and get your dose of bacon and negs in the morning. Negs for negatives. U.S. is set to provide another $600 million worth of military aid. In other words, that's $600 million of our tax dollars to Ukraine.
Yes, comrade, we give you money. We give you our tax dollars. It may not do no good, but we give you our tax dollars.
So winkin, blinkin, and nod. Decided to cross the ocean blue, visited Kiev on Wednesday, promising Ukraine $1 billion in assistance from D.C., including $665.5 million for military supplies. Wonder where the rest of it's going. Into Zelensky's pocket? Nobody knows who's being held accountable. There's no transparency here. Again, I look at this Leslie Nielsen movie. Remember that one where all the bombs are going off and the building's on fire. There's nothing to see here. Yeah. This is what Washington would like you to think. And I'm talking about the DC collective. Yeah. We're talking about Congress. We're talking about the president. We're talking about anybody that can write a check. Well, they're doing it. And they don't care what you think. I don't know why most of America has not realized that. I mean, I know the 85 million people that voted for Trump in the 2020 election are sick and tired of it. Countries, as a matter of fact, speaking of tired, they are tired of the U.S.-led Ukrainization of global agenda. The upcoming G20 summit in India may end up with no final declaration due to the conflict. U.S. and its allies are alienating nations that don't want to be involved in the Ukraine conflict by dragging. Oh, is that what it's called? A conflict now? Gee, this sounds almost like the Vietnam War, doesn't it? They are saying that this is all going down. They're dragging the issue into every possible international event, according to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in the run-up to the G20 summit in India.
Well, by golly, we're not liking that.
Yeah, you got that right.
Ukrainization of everything and anything. We do not like that. We are just here to do the inventory.
Yeah, nations that want to deal with their specific affairs rather than engage in propaganda in support of the Kiev regime are increasingly tired of this Western strategy, according to the minister. Haha. We're talking to the Russian foreign minister here. Now, see, this is the political tit for tat. See, what they're doing is they're telling the G20 summit and all the people there, they're getting tired of the West's interference in all this. Meanwhile, in America, everybody's going, why are they sending all this money there? And how much money did they send to the victims in Maui? And why is Maui still, you know, why are they having a hard time letting people in there? What are they hiding? What evidence are they covering up? You see, this is now what is going on regarding our own backyard. Now, what is that old biblical saying about taking the speck out of your own eye before you take it out of your brother's? Huh? Yeah, this is kind of the thing. If we're going to go out and play World Cop, we should expect to. What's that old saying? You get what you get. Of course, we the people have every reason why we should vote all these warmongers out and put people, right-thinking people in there. These old farts that are in Congress right now. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Mitch. And you, Diane. And good night, everybody. Yeah, him too. Now, we need to get these folks out. So when it's their turn, bye-bye. Yeah, the voters can speak. I know, you heard yesterday's show with Gregory Sandstrom, didn't you? You need to share that with all your friends because now you're finding out how deep into this thing Bill Barr really was. You think that Donald Trump could clean the swamp, drain the swamp with Bill Barr running this thing? Greg Sandstrom just opened the door for information there. I hope you were listening. If you didn't, you need to go to the archives. By the way, the corrupt billionaire behind Volodymyr Zelensky's rise to fame and power, with an estimated fortune of just under $1.7 billion, has been arrested by Ukraine authorities on an array of fraud and money laundering charges. That comes at a sensitive moment. The government's trying to show the world it can tackle deeply rooted corruption. Yep. Yeah, we're talking. Let's see if we can. Ihor Kolomoisky. Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, they arrested him. We'll see what happens. Just might be a power play. We don't know. We're not there. All we know is our tax dollars are flowing out the door. Asylum applications in Germany are up 77% over last year. Believe it or not, there have been almost 205,000 initial applications from would-be asylum seekers between January and August of this year. Just so you know. Sleeping giant drought threatens more disasters after record Canada wildfires, of course, as you know. Mike from Alaska is vacationing in Montana called us yesterday to say the smoke from the Canada wildfires is still penetrating the northern states. They can see it. They're breathing it. There's an unprecedented drought in British Columbia, which could usher in a fresh set of natural disasters, including devastating floods. Geoengineered, you be the judge. A top French court has approved a ban on Arab headscarves in schools after challenged by a Muslim group. Yes, abayas and kamis. Here I thought it was the Punjab. Nah, the burqa, the whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. They're not going to allow Muslims to wear headscarves in school. We want to see who you are. Yep. Wow. This should be interesting. We'll see how that works out. See if the violence in France increases because of it, because now they're messing with their religious beliefs. Yeah. See how that pans out for you folks over there. Hong Kong has been paralyzed by flash flooding after the heaviest rainfall since 1884, submerging metro stations, trapping drivers on roads. Authorities have suspended schools and are urging the public to seek safe shelter. Mexico's Supreme Court has decriminalized abortion across the country. Oh, isn't that wonderful for all you Americans that want to go get aborted and have your kids aborted in Mexico? You want to go see those coat hanger doctors down there? Yeah. This is just, you know, it's the world. So anyway, the first chamber of the Supreme Court in Mexico ruled the legal system that penalizes abortion in the federal criminal code is unconstitutional since it violates the human rights of women and people with the capacity to gestate, according to the court's post on social media. Think about that. The court has a social media website. Nothing is sacred in the justice system in Mexico. All right. Now, I wanted to get to, and this is why we have some time here in the bottom of the hour for the break. We didn't get to it yesterday, and I talked to you about a little thing called jurisdiction. I had a conversation with my former Florida radio co-host last night, who's a retired attorney and former law clerk for a U.S. District Court judge for over 9 years. And we're talking about this innocent gun dealer. I think you need to understand how that works, okay? In Tuskegee, Oklahoma, agents from the ATF, raided Russell Fincher's house. He had 50 legally owned firearms in his house. He had just given up his federal firearms license. And they came in heavy. They raided his house. The guy is a Baptist preacher and a part-time school teacher in Oklahoma. And this is what they're doing. They came to his door heavy, fully armed, took all 50 of his legally owned guns out. He's not trading them. They were just sitting there. He wasn't going to commit a crime, wasn't doing anything. And of course, the ATF's not saying anything of why they did it. But see, here's the thing that really is disturbing about this raid. As they took the weapons, they said to Fincher, this is the ATF, tell all your FFL friends we're coming for them next. Now, why would they say something like that? This is what Fincher told the Epoch Times. And of course, when they asked the ATF, did you say that? What are you doing? Is this a gun grab? Is that what you're doing?
Well, we're not allowed to comment pertaining to ongoing investigations. I can assure you once we can discuss the case, you will be notified. According to Ashley Stevens, resident agent in charge of the ATF's Tulsa field office. So what that tells me is that the state of Oklahoma tolerates this behavior. Governor Kevin Stitt, what are you going to do about it? According to Second Amendment advocacy groups, the raid indicates a coordinated effort by Biden's administration to throttle legal gun sales to advance a gun control agenda. Oklahoma State Rep. J.J. Humphrey is incensed over the raid. He wrote to Governor Stitt, Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond, and Pushmataha County Sheriff B.J. Hedgecock, demanding an investigation, calling it extortion. The mob does it, criminals do it, and when you have a badge, that makes it worse, Mr. Humphrey said. Of course, nobody's talking. Not the governor's office, not the attorney general's office, not the sheriff. Nobody's talking. What does the sheriff say? The undersheriff Dustin Bray goes, well, we'll look into it. Yeah, we'll see how that works. Boy, this is just like a repeat of Waco. Yeah, we'll look into it. And all the people that raided Waco got promoted. And how many women and children died? And here's an innocent gun dealer who gave up his license being harassed by the ATF for exercising his rights. The ATF is the one who told him to get the license in the first place because he's swapping guns at a gun show. And that drew their attention. They said, you really need to have an FFL license, federal firearms license. So he got one. That put him under the jurisdiction of the feds. So he decided, you know what? This is too much of a hassle. I got health issues. I got all this stuff going on. The administrative paperwork involved in being an FFL is a real pain in the butt. I can't handle this. So he gave up his license. Now, what does that say about jurisdiction? If he's unlicensed, what jurisdiction do they have over him? Apparently, the ATF doesn't care about jurisdiction. My cohort seemed to think that maybe we have a Fourth Amendment as well as a civil rights violation going down here. What do you think? Phone lines are going to be open after the break here at the bottom of the hour. 844-769-2944. We'll see you after the break. After these important messages, stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes into the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Oh, by the way, we forgot to tell you in the world news that emergency room visits for injuries related to driving under the influence of pot skyrocketed in Canada after the drug was legalized there, according to a new study. Canada became the second country in October of 18 to nationally legalize recreational or non-medical cannabis for adult use. So all you potheads know where to go. I'm telling you what, we're talking about cannabis involved emergency department visits for traffic injuries grew by 475% over 13 years with a sharper rise in accidents after legalization. Oh man. Hey, who ate all the bologna, man?
I never did, man.
Yeah. I can't help it. This is just about as bad as drinking and driving. If you're going to smoke pot, stay at home. George in Canada, what do you have to say to that?
Well, as I understand my Cheech and Chong, when you're floating through the keyhole, don't do it in a car.
There you go. So what's going on?
This legalization of marijuana was a war move. We were at war, we lost, and we're being cleaned up and rounded up now. The globalists have taken over our nations. The classic trick used in war was to incapacitate your enemy. And one of the great battles in World War I with a British intelligence chief called Meinertshagen, everybody thought he was German, but he was Dutch, was to give drugs laced cigarettes to the Turkish soldiers before the British attacked. And 90% of them were incapacitated before the first shot was fired. And this is the same thing as to incapacitate your mind. It allowed you to have think you had a victory, that you got something. Oh, we had this great move by Comrade Trudeau. He's our hero. We worship him for legalizing marijuana. His ulterior motive was, I keep you stoned. I steal your country. I debase you into the dirt with all the lies I'm going to peddle, and you'll be happy about it for the first little while. Maybe you'll catch on, but you won't float back through the keyhole to unwind me. And this was a masterstroke. And people are, you know, very unsophisticated when it comes to these tactics, techniques. It's the same with this thing with the gun owner. What's happening is the new standard of law, and that was in the Trump indictment in Georgia. You did a whole bunch of things that weren't illegal, but if you could have, perhaps in a dream, you would have done it. So that makes it illegal, and we have to squeeze your head in a vise. And so that's Orwell's thought crime, which was codified a long time ago and is being implemented by governments around the world, particularly in your country and mine. And this is something we have to wake up to, that that is not the law. This you know, thought crime idealistic is completely and totally wrong. But it can also backfire, because there was a great flag put out at a baseball game, 1776, 2024, Trump or death. And when the worm turns, as it always does, these standards of law will be used against the enemies of the Republic. And not only did they form thoughts, they took action. And they will have to come to terms with that as they're thrown behind the steel cage. Owen Schroyer is supposed to be sentenced soon, too, for exercising his First Amendment rights. And that's just a complete and total travesty.
Yeah, it is. Yes. We talked about that on the show yesterday. The other thing, too, is that, you know, Trump is going to get endorsed by Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. And of course, now they're tossing about the idea that he might pick her as his VP running mate.
Well, that's one thing he's got to be careful of, is you don't pick a guy named Johnson. I think two presidents had a guy named Johnson as vice president. It didn't work out well in the end.
You're right about
this is a war. It's a war right across the board. Trump was on Russia's top TV talk show yesterday or the other day, and it just floored me. But it was a detente move, because the American people can tell the Russian people, we don't want a war with you, we don't hate you, we don't want to fight you. And by the same token, the Russian people can say the same to the American people. And both of them figured out what this is a war against, because Russia is an Orthodox Christian country that won't kowtow to Satan's minions and the globalist agenda. This is a war against God. And as loyal Christians, we will not submit to that. America's founded by Christianity. Russia got theirs back after the commies were kicked out. And this is what they want to do, is take us apart, turn everything upside down, including the murder of children in the great apocalypse of the abortion industry, to use their body parts for whatever satanic rituals are about. And I see, too, that, you know, scientists are making babies from embryos without sperm, egg, or womb in a new study that was talked about by the BBC that just blows you away, as Dr. Frankenstein's lab is open. So not only do they not need us with artificial intelligence taking over, they can make some human hybrids that have absolutely nothing to do with people, love relationships, a mother and a father. And the worst part is, when they create this life, there's probably one thing missing that no scientist is going to talk about. Does the baby have a soul? Is there a connection with God?
Heavy duty, George, heavy duty, baby, heavy duty. Wow, that's amazing. And you know what? I just ran across another story about California. Their state assembly just passed a bill that will decriminalize psychedelic drugs for personal use. You hit the nail on the head when you talked about doping up the country. I mean, holy smokes. And now Ted Cruz is out there predicting the most deadly coronavirus variant ahead of the election is called the election variant.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, they have a vaccine for that. They invented it a long time ago. It was called the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think. Man, I really
Many variants.
Yeah, they do. Boy, they're going to come up with all sorts of stuff. Folks, what George is saying, the writing is on the wall here. George has been on the Power Hour before, for those of you who don't remember. He's substituted and carried on the tradition of Joyce Riley. So, George, we appreciate all your input this morning. Great conversation. Jeff in North Carolina, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Dave. Awesome show as usual. I wanted to tell you first, I'm pledging some kind of support to your Power Hour every month. I can't do a lot, but I'm going to do that. You really blessed me with your show.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. We all do.
Yes, sir.
Keeps the show going.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I listen to you on shortwave. I don't go on the internet very much, but the shortwave is awesome. But, I wanted to touch on a couple things real quick. First off, I saw this last night. You don't have to worry about the people in Hawaii. Don't have to worry. The Rock and Oprah Winfrey have pledged their support.
I haven't even gotten to that story yet, but thank you for opening that can of worms. Now they're getting the blowback on the both of them is crazy, man. Everybody's pointing fingers at him. I mean, this is, you know, we're all trying to make a name for ourselves off disaster here. My God.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing that's wild about it is, you know, Oprah's got a mansion out there, right? And it wasn't even touched, right?
Bingo. Yep. That makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It really makes you wonder. And also, that guy that you had on yesterday, very, very incredible. I listened to that paid very much attention to that. I wanted to tell you what happened to me. Me and my wife we were moving up here to the Carolinas, and we were looking for property up here, and we stayed in a motel for a few nights. And this is like during that election, the same period of that election. And I remember staying up real late and watching that election. And before I cut the TV off and went to sleep, there was states that were already conceding losses and declaring Trump as the winner. And it was like they were saying there's no way he's got this. He's going to be elected again. And I went to sleep, and I remember then I woke up. I think it was about 6 in the morning. And it was totally opposite. And Biden was up there on the screen, and they were, you know, throwing confetti. And then I was like, what in the world happened? And that's what I was wanting to comment on yesterday. I will never, ever forget that night, Dave.
I know. And see, I mean, Gregory Sandstrom has gotten to the bottom of this thing, and it's all going to go to court. So we're going to open up that can of worms, and the other side is going to be sitting there dumbfounded trying to explain themselves. I don't know how it's going to change anything, except maybe some of these people will end up in prison, because that is election interference. And to the degree that they were doing it, could make it a felony, to the point where you're going to see a whole bunch of people go down. And the Democratic Party, the DNC and everybody else that was behind all of this, including Bill Barr. I mean, after he brought up Bill Barr's name, I'm going, why am I not surprised? I'm not surprised. And this is the guy that Trump wanted to drain the swamp. Oh yeah, right. I'm just myself.
Yeah.
And all these cronies up there. Cronyism is what it is. This is nuts.
Cronyism. Yeah, it is. It's absolutely nuts. Well, do you remember that night, though, Dave? Do you remember how that went that night?
Oh,
and then, like, they were before you shut the TV off, and they were like, Clump, and Trump is shaking everybody's hands, and he's going to be the victor. There's no doubt about it. And then you turn the TV on in the morning, it's the exact opposite. Do you remember that?
Yep, I sure do. Yeah,
I could not believe it.
Yesterday's conversation with Gregory Sandstrom was, to say the least, and it wasn't, I loved his comments about, you know, looking me up and all that stuff. I appreciate it, but I'm not patting myself on the back. This is some serious stuff. Foreclosing on people's property is serious stuff. That's why I do chain of title assessments. That's why I wrote books about it, which are, by the way, are 20% off at the Power Mall, which opens up here in about 15 minutes. But the thing is that he is one of these guys that gets down and dirty in the trenches and analyze. The thing that really bothered me is
him talking about that guy coming in there, plugging USB port, USBs into the ports in the back of the voting machines, and all of a sudden the tally of the votes go, and then the 70,000 unopened ballots in the back room, they finally were allowed to see, and these officials can't explain themselves. And it's like, okay, that right there. And then 20 counties in the United States can determine the entire outcome of the election. I mean, what kind of crap has been dished out to we the people here?
Well, you said the right word when you said cronies. I'm sure there's some other words too, but you definitely hit the nail on that one. But anyway, Dave, thanks a lot, brother. You have a good weekend, love you, man. Take care of yourself. All right, God bless you.
Appreciate you too. God bless too. Sherry in Kansas, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. On the barriers on the Rio Grande down in Texas, I heard yesterday that an appellate judge stayed that.
Yep. So that's what he said. He said he was going to appeal it.
Yeah. But, you know, that was, I was so impressed with Gregory
Sandstrom.
Could you spell his last name?
Senstrom.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, I may buy two just to give one to one of my legislators, because I know there's no counties in Kansas that, you know, are on that list of 20, but, you know, the only way I think Laura Kelly got elected was, it must be the places like Kansas City and Wichita and Topeka and Lawrence, because...
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, Sherry, if I can jump in here on behalf of the Sunflower State, some friends of mine are precinct committeemen in Johnson County, which is the third richest county in the state or in the nation for whatever statistics may bear out. Yeah, Kansas City. That's Johnson County, Kansas. And they're part of a team of eight people that I talked about, before, but they actually, as soon as I got off the air with Greg Sandstrom, I called my guy up. I said, did you listen to the show this morning? He said, no, I'm in the middle of something. I said, look, you need to get your team of eight, listen to the second hour of the show. He said, well, we're going to Topeka next week to testify. But I said, you know what, sir, you need to get armed here. You need to know what this guy said, because if what you're saying, Sherry, is true, that Wichita, Kansas City, Kansas, I mean, we're talking about Wyandotte County, Johnson County, we're talking about that whole northeast quadrant of Kansas, we're talking about Wichita, we're talking about Topeka, we're talking about Lawrence, anywhere where there's a heavy population base, Pittsburgh, you got colleges around the place that they can definitely be twisted, you know, because KU's in Lawrence, you got Pittsburgh State, PSU. I mean, I'm very familiar with Kansas, having lived there and being a news reporter there for a number of years early in my career. But this whole thing, I had warned this guy, look, your team needs to hear this because you need to know what's going on and why it's going on.
Yeah, that he was so articulate. And, you know, I listened, I think it was Doug Hagman's show. He had a person from, a lady from New York, and that was involved in trying to get them to, you know, stop the corruption up there in elections. And she said when they got the data from the election and they... It showed that they challenged the, and I think this was before the canvas, that they challenged them, you know, that you just ignored election law. You just went right again, and they did not care. And that's what it sounded like they were doing in Pennsylvania, too.
Well, and this is what my team of eight was protesting about. They were there on the front line, which is why I called them after the show. I you know, this is the thing. It becomes... Sherry, every time that we get into this conversation, it becomes a small world. And Greg just opened up that door yesterday, and I'm so glad I told him. That's why I told him at the end of the show. I said, I want you to come back and tell us what's going on with this trial, because I want to see what these people have to say about all this. Half of them should be in prison. This is terrible. Anyway, I appreciate your call.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Have yourself a great weekend. Senator John Barrasso, by the way, and 24 of his GOP colleagues have introduced legislation yesterday to end President Biden's attacks on firearm and archery safety programs in elementary secondary schools around the country. Just so you know, he's really trying to clamp down on. I'm talking about the man, the idiot in the White House with the mental acuity of office furniture. Meanwhile, in California, a proposed 11% tax on guns and ammo passed the California Senate yesterday and goes back to the state assembly for one more vote before going to Governor Newsom's desk. They're really trying to make it so that people, it's not affordable to do any of that, buy any of that. They really want to take away our rights. In fact, Liberty Safe, remember them? Liberty Safe. This is the last gun safe you want to buy. Liberty Safe's parent company donated nearly $500,000 to gun control Democrats. According to Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk issued a post on Twitter X showing FEC, Federal Election Commission's. Their filing showed Liberty Safe's parent company, Monomoy Capital Partners, in 2021. That's who it was sold to, liberal East Coast investment firm. And Charlie Kirk pulled the FEC reports on the company and found approximately $400,000 over the last 10 cycles of max donations to Democrats. Raphael Warnock in Georgia, John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin, Mark Kelly in Arizona. He added Liberty Safe's current CEO, Justin Hillenbrand, was a founding partner of Monomoy and donated $4,600 to Obama for America. So just when you think that these people are doing the right thing, you find out otherwise. Don't buy Liberty Safes, period. I'm sorry. You want to take it up with me? All this truth is going to come out because I get discovery. NASDAQ, by the way, has tumbled for a fourth day as fears of higher interest rates are pressuring the markets. Apple shares took a nearly 3% drop. $200 billion, that's the value of their market. Man, if you had Apple stock, yep. After reports China banned government workers from using iPhones or any other foreign devices for work purposes or bringing them to the office. Told you about that yesterday. Well, Apple shares tumbled. Gee, I wonder how many people shorted Apple stock. Oh, my. Here's another interesting dilemma. You remember when that ship was attacked in Crimea, in the harbor, the Russian vessel, and there was some hanky-panky going on behind the scenes? Well, a new Musk biography talking about Elon Musk Starlink. It says he turned off the Starlink internet satellite communications near the Crimean coast last year to disrupt a Ukrainian sneak attack on the Russian naval fleet. Oh, so Elon is in the, I'm not sure how, and this is CNN, Communist News Network, reporting this. Elon is like, how am I in this war? Well, now you know. Wow. Is it to sell books? So you can, everybody got to get the dirt on this. Well, now this is a biography and biographies can say whatever the author wants to print. However, if it's true and Musk can turn off Starlink in Crimea, imagine where else he can turn it off. Should his shares of Starlink drop like crazy because of this? I don't know. You be the judge. By the way, did you know that all these new cars out there are spying on you more than smart home devices and cell phones? Yeah. All 25 car brands researched by the Mozilla Foundation published a privacy report on cars concluding they're the worst category of products for privacy that they've ever reviewed. They stated in their review that car companies have many more data collecting opportunities than other products and apps people use. Now, I mean, imagine that. Kia and Nissan, apparently, they can glean super intimate information about you from your medical information, your genetic information, to your sex life. How the hell can they do that? Besides how fast you drive, where you drive, what songs you play. And they use it to invent more data about you through inferences about things like your intelligences, your abilities, your interest. Oh, they don't know half of it. What if we're baiting all these GPS tracking capabilities and all this spyware in these vehicles?
Wow. Makes you just want to not have those current vehicles anymore, doesn't it? Huh. Wow. Amazing. Yeah, they're so bad at privacy. They collect too much personal. Most 84% share or sell your data. This is how they're staying rich, folks. 92% give drivers little to no control over their personal data and how it's harvested. Gee, did you ever get some sort of a disclosure from the dealer? I mean, Nissan, Tesla, first off, Tesla is only the second product they've ever reviewed to receive all of the privacy dings. The first was an AI chatbot reviewed earlier this year. The brand's AI-powered autopilot reportedly involved in 17 deaths and 736 crashes. And you people keep going out and buying Teslas. This is nuts. Nissan, of course, and Kia, told you about that. They want to collect information about your sex life. This is nutty. Nutty. Yeah. Wow. Amazing how that works. We're going to try to reach out to Dr. Brian Hooker, or Hooper, rather, after the top of the hour. Yeah, Dr. Brian Hooker. That's who it is. Professor of Biology at Simpson University. Harmful organism. Be back in a flash.
Health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.